today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum, and so welcome to another episode of today's special, in which we're going to speak about hardship as a blessing. Today, Tuesday, 16th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the ritual of this program, we always start with a verse or verses from one of the chapters of the Holy Quran. For today and for the blessings of this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Ankabut, verses 1 to 3. Then we come back to the studio and speak about that.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alif Lam Mim.
Alif Lam Mim.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
After mentioning the abbreviated letters, one of the most important issues of the man's life is referred to the calamities, pressures, and divine trials. Then immediately the verse points to this fact that trial is a permanent way of treatment of Allah. Trial is not allocated to the community of Muslims. It is something that all former nations had too. Allah had tried them in violent furnaces of trials too, and they were also under the pressure of the cruel, ignorant, unaware, and obstinate enemies. The field of examination has always been open, and some groups have ever participated in this field.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
A nice topic that we discuss about: every hardship is a blessing. We remain optimistic in Allah, the all-merciful and the all-eternal refuge, who never let us down and brings us out of darkness into light time and time again. Allah does not send us trial without also giving us the means to seek relief and to make our success easy. The real test of hardship goes beyond worldly concern and discomfort and extends to how we choose to respond to it. So how do we overcome what sees beyond our comprehension and control? How do we overcome anxiety, fear of the unknown, and feeling isolated while finding purpose and solace? The straight path we seek demands faith, gratitude, and patience on our part. We need to place our trust in Allah. Such reliance on Allah, or tawakkul, is among the greatest acts of worship along this path.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about divine tests and trials. In addition to unlocking hidden potential within individuals, another purpose of these trials is to measure their sincerity. In the first verse of Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Do people think they will be left alone after saying, 'We believe,' without being tested? No." Similarly, in Surah Al-Insan, chapter 76, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "Indeed, we created man from a mixed drop of fluid to test him." The use of term like people or annas and man, al-insan, in these verses indicates that this principle applies universally to all humans. It is not limited to a specific group. Let's have a look at the prophetic teachings on divine testing here in this part of the show. Numerous narrations emphasize the universality of divine trials. For instance, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "People must be tested so that they can be distinguished from one another and sifted like grain through a sieve." In another narration, Abu Basir reports hearing Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, say, "By Allah you will be distinguished. By Allah you will be purified. By Allah you will be sifted as bitter grains are separated from wheat through a sieve."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
You are following today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now, one reason why we go through problem and difficulty. The form of which the oftentimes we go through hardship and our life goes through a detour in order to us to be purified of our sins due to our shortcomings. And the same way you find gold in nature mixed with sediments and impurities, gold has to go through a rigorous, severe heating process, Once it comes out, it is purified from all these sediments and impurities, and it becomes one of the most valuable commodities in the world. Likewise, when you go through hardships and your patience for the sake of Allah lies using the opportunity and your patience as a purification from sin. The second reason we struggle and go through hardships is to guide us back to Allah. When we've forgotten about Him, when we go astray.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in life. A world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Now some minutes about internalize the reality of the unseen. This is the very essence of belief in the unseen. The book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those conscious of Allah who believe in the unseen. Establish prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them. We don't always have the knowledge or the insight to make sense of every situation. It may be beyond our rational minds to comprehend, and some things may seem unfair, but Allah in His infinite knowledge and wisdom is steering us to the good, even if we cannot see it. Reflect on the stories of Surah Al-Kahf, the chapter of the cave. What comes from Allah is the truth, and that which contains the greatest wisdom and good. This aspect of tawakkul gives us the confidence and the ability to accept His decree as the best outcome, no matter how things may appear at the time.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
When it comes to awlad, when he gives awlad, that's imtihan and fitna. When he doesn't give awlad, that's also imtihan and you know, fitna to see how people are reacting to Allah's decision. And then Imam gives the example. لَأَنَّ بَعْضُهُمْ يُحِبُّ الذُّكُورُ وَيَكْرَحُ الْأُنَاسِ. When Allah gives children, it's His decision. You might just give daughters. Allah wants to see, are you happy with what you got? Or you don't like daughters and you only want sons? This is again fitna. This is again imtihan, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to see how we react to that situation. And this is, you know, going back to the tradition of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic Arab, you know, values, where they did not really consider daughters to be equal to the sons. Rather, some of them would go to the extreme of considering birth of a daughter as a disgrace for themselves. And Islam changed that. Probably one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, did not let any of the sons of the Prophet, you know, survive. From our point of view, he had only one daughter, Fatima, was probably to emphasize that point, to bring about a revolution in the thinking of the people at that time, that when it comes to the daughter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna atainaka al-kawthar.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي